From South China Morning Post, this is Inside China Tech, insights into what matters.
Come work for us because we are 996.
Are you okay?
大家好，我是洛天依。
I started Alibaba 1999 in my apartment.
What's your problem? Speed and data, and that's where China comes in.
Hi there, my name is Yang Yang. I'm the producer of this show. This is a special episode, and I'm recording this under a blanket in my bedroom in Hong Kong. Because I just traveled back from Shanghai, where my hometown is, and the Hong Kong government asks every arrival from mainland China to go through a 14-day self-quarantine, and this is my last day. I know on the last episode of What on Earth is TikTok, we said we're going to take a look at the Chinese family of toddler triplets who have millions of followers on TikTok next time. That promise is still valid. But as you probably have heard, there is a serious outbreak of a deadly coronavirus in China right now. By the time I'm recording this, the Chinese government has put at least 30 cities into different levels of lockdown to contain the spread of the disease, including more than a dozen cities in Hubei province, where the outbreak of the coronavirus started. Two of our tech reporters are among the hundreds of millions of people whose lives are directly affected by the lockdown. Celia Chen, who's based in Shenzhen and couldn't go back home to Wuhan, the capital city of Hubei province and the epicenter of the outbreak, will talk about how her family spent this Lunar New Year bonding over news and mobile apps. Another tech reporter, Jane Zhang, is going to tell us about her life being trapped at her hometown, Enshi, Hubei. We will be right back. My colleague Celia Chen was born and raised in Wuhan, a city in central China known for its mouth-watering noodle dishes, beautiful parks, and lotus lakes. Celia was ready to go home for the Lunar New Year holiday, one of the most important holidays in China. But on January 23rd, 2 days before the start of the holiday, the government announced an entire lockdown of Wuhan in an attempt to prevent the coronavirus from further spreading to the rest of China. As the situation in her hometown worsened, Celia cancelled plans to fly back from Shenzhen, where she's based. Separated by the lockdown, it's the first Lunar New Year in 30 years that she couldn't spend with her family. But they managed to stay close and bond over news, games, and videos online. Here's Celia's story.
In the past 2 weeks or so since my hometown Wuhan went into lockdown due to the coronavirus outbreak, my mom has been outside just once, to take out the trash. Any other year around this time, she would be busy preparing food for Lunar New Year meals or playing mahjong with my family members. But a lockdown has left her to celebrate New Year's Eve alone in our home. My dad works for a natural gas company in a different part of the city. He has also been unable to go home as public transport within Wuhan has been shut down. He told me he thinks it is important for him to stay on duty at this critical time to guarantee a safe and reliable gas supply to all residents in the city, most of whom are sequestered at home. Due to spending Lunar New Year in separate places, my family has had to rely on phone calls and our shared chat group on WeChat to keep in contact this year. As a reporter covering technology news, I thought I would be the one updating them on the latest about the coronavirus situation. But to my surprise, my parents, who are relatively new internet users in my view, have been sending me news on the epidemic before I've seen it. My mom said she monitors the news every morning when she wakes up through the Baidu news app, WeChat, and Chinese news aggregator Jinri Toutiao. I watch TV, but now it is not the main channel for me to get the latest news, my mom told me. The apps can alert me as soon as the news is out, but the TV cannot, always delivering news hours later. My parents have also been getting a lot of information from chat groups on WeChat, often trusting whatever their colleagues and friends send. I worry a lot about them potentially being misled by some of the fake news and rumors circulating online about the outbreak. To distract my mom from the barrage of virus-related information, real or fake, I asked her to play mahjong online with me. She proved to be quite an expert WeChat user, sending a mahjong mini-program to my family group and asking us to join the same virtual room so we can play mahjong together, continuing a family tradition we are unable to carry out in person this year. Alone at home, my mom, who works at a kindergarten, has also found other ways to entertain herself online. I think what I can do now is to stay healthy physically and mentally, so I don't burden the doctors further, she said. It is not true if I say I do not feel frightened at all, but I have to find ways to keep healthy and entertain myself until the lockdown ends. To maintain her fitness, she follows dance videos on popular short video platform Kuaishou and Douyin as exercise in the morning. My young colleague keeps me updated about the most popular apps and teach me how to use them, she said. She also sends me funny videos on Douyin, the mainland Chinese version of TikTok, showing how bored people staying at home due to the outbreak are killing time. Some, for example, showed people dressing up to perform dragon and lion dances at home, traditionally performed at the Chinese Spring Festival Gala. Others showed people fishing from their fish tanks or counting the number of seeds in strawberries. Compared to the short videos that my mom is now addicted to, I'm more interested in live streaming platforms because there is more interaction. Recently, I've been glued to CCTV's live stream of the non-stop construction of two temporary hospitals, Huoshenshan and Leishenshan, in Wuhan. I'm not the only one. At its peak, there were about 50 million Chinese internet users watching what they estimate to be about 190 workers building the hospitals in my hometown around the clock. Although I cannot see the constructions very clearly from the live video, I found some of the comments funny. I can write on my resume that I'm one of the supervisors of two national projects when I look for a new job, one person commented. As of today, February 6, one of the two hospitals, Huoshenshan, was successfully built in 10 days and started to admit patients. But I can't help thinking about those who didn't survive the waiting. These days, I find myself secretly wishing that I went to medical school in college, so that I won't be just sitting here now, watching live stream videos and praying.
The construction of both emergency specialty hospitals, Huoshenshan and Leishenshan, is finished. Both have started admitting patients.
Hello.
我能听到你，你听得到我吗？
啊，刚听到了，听到了。
Okay. Jin Zhang, another tech reporter from The Post, found herself stranded in her hometown days after going back home for the Lunar New Year celebration. This is now the third week she's been staying at home.
My hometown has been under lockdown for about 12 days, but I went out last Sunday to pick up some masks that my friend made me several days ago, but unfortunately,the local Shunfeng Express store didn't open, so I didn't get my masks.
Oh no, so do you have any in stock?
Yeah, I brought some masks from Hong Kong, so now I still have some masks, and I didn't use them while at home, so yeah, I think I still have enough.
So on what day was your hometown Enshi locked down?
It's January 25th.
So tell us how it all began.
Actually, I heard about this mysterious coronavirus outbreak in Wuhan like in early January, but I didn't pay much attention. I paid attention, I monitored the news, but I didn't know it would be this serious. So I still booked my flight and I went back home. But just a short while after coming back from Hong Kong to my hometown, things changed so fast and suddenly it's so serious. And now I found myself stranded at home with millions of others in Hubei province.
What's the situation like on the ground? Are there any transportation or stores open?
I didn't go out that much, but according to my observation, I went out last Sunday to pick up some masks. Most of the stores on the streets were closed and the streets empty. You know, it's Chinese New Year. It's a traditional time that Chinese families reunions, and so the streets should be crowded and noisy, but this year is totally different. The streets are empty and you can barely see anyone on the streets.
Right. So people are taking this
lockdown very seriously?
Yeah, I think for now, yes. When I first came back to Hubei, and Enshi, my hometown, I don't think people really take it that serious. But now it's like, as there are more and more cases, and there are so many TV programs and a lot of news online, so people are really worried. So yeah, now people take it very seriously.
Right. And to clarify, the reason that you didn't cancel your flight because your hometown, Enshi, is actually quite far from Wuhan, where the outbreak started. So you initially thought it would be all right to go back.
Yeah, that's part of the reason. The other part is that when I decided to go home, like I went back home on January 17th. So that's still... At that time, I didn't know that the situation would be so serious. So I think it would be all fine. So I went back home.
Right, right. There wasn't much information going out at that time.
Yeah.
What are the basic challenges you're facing every day? You know, how you get your food and daily life supplies?
Yeah, actually, a lot of my friends have asked me this question. They're worried about the food, but... to be honest, food is not the biggest concern that I have now because, you know, for the Chinese New Year, you need to prepare a lot of food for family and friends gatherings. Like for my family, we really prepared a lot of food for the family gatherings. Like each gathering would be like over 10 people. So now we canceled all the gatherings. Like my parents and I, the three of us, now need to eat food prepared for dozens of people. So we now still have enough food to eat. I think what I worry is like how to kill time at home. Because at first, I think it's a good thing. I just treat it as an extended holiday. But like 2 or 3 days later, I find it's, I played games, I cooked for my parents, I read books, I watched TV. So I'm really running out of ways to kill time. Sometimes when, if I really want some fresh air, I will went to the balcony and stand by the window to get some fresh air, but I need to, of course, wear my masks.
Even when you're indoor?
Yes, because I open the window, so it's like, it's fresh air, but I also worry that there are some virus in the air, so to be safe, I also wear masks while I want to breathe some fresh air through the window.
And how about your parents? How are they spending time?
Actually, they need to work because of this outbreak. They work for a small local hospital. They need to work, but
your parents work for local hospitals?
Yeah, they work for a very small local hospital, but so they need to, go back to work during the Chinese New Year.
Right.
But apart from that, they keep monitoring the news every day. Like they watch the TV news programs every day, and they also use their mobile phones to monitor the latest updates of the outbreak. Like they use Jinri Toutiao, a popular Chinese news app. So I think, they work for the hospital, so they cared a lot about this.
Are they in contact with any person who's suspected of or infected with the disease?
No, not really, because they are basically working with the logistics team to guarantee that the people, you know, the hospital,
the resources
can...
are supplied to the medical staff.
Yeah, that's it. I don't think, according to my knowledge, my parents' hospital, they have suspicious cases, but they don't really have the medical resource to really treat these patients. So they always send the patients to bigger hospitals. Yeah, and also I live in the residential community, like the residential buildings for doctors and nurses, though it's inside the hospital, but it's a different part of the hospital. So I do not really go to the hospital,
right?
Because it's also very dangerous to go there. So my parents don't allow me to go there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, as we are speaking, most cities in Hubei province are in lockdown right now, and across China, people are advised to stay at home as much as possible and avoid crowds. So, and as a tech reporter, what have you seen that people are doing right now to kill time?
Yeah, according to my observation, I think many of them are just like me, like play online games, like the PUBG Mobile under Tencent, because like they are really, it's already a popular game, but because of this disease, because of this coronavirus outbreak, a lot of people, you know, don't have other kind of offline entertainment. They play game as well. So I think, yeah, Tencent is a big winner of this in terms of gaining users. And also another entertainment is watch the short videos and also the live streamings. I know that like millions of people went to CCTV's live stream of the constructions of two temporary hospitals, Huoshenshan and Leishenshan in Wuhan. They watched the live stream of the construction of these two hospitals. These two
Right.
hospitals are completed by now, but you know, it's kind of because they need to be completed in a very short period of time. So many people are so bored and they went online to watch the 24/7 live stream of the construction. I think this is also a fanning entertainment that people can get now.
Right. What are things likely going to happen?
Yeah, that's a good question because actually I don't know what's going to happen because I don't know when the lockdown will be lifted. And even though the lockdown is lifted, I'm not sure whether I can go back to Hong Kong to work because as far as I know, some Hong Kong government has already closed some ports in the border of Shenzhen to Hong Kong. So I'm not sure whether I can really go back to Hong Kong even after the lockdown has lifted. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jane. Stay safe and healthy in Anshi
Yeah,
and come
thank
back
you so
soon.
much. Yeah, thank you.
That's all we have for today. And if you'd like to read more stories about the coronavirus, head to smp.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast, do rate us on iTunes or subscribe to us on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you want to follow Zensu, our regular host, on Twitter, her handle is @ZENSOO. I'm the producer, editor, sound designer of this episode. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.